Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
For both teams, yep, that left the floor. Bounce pass to Draymond, low right. Shot clock attempt, back cut, Butler. Butler, yep, goes up, layup is good, and a foul! He got fouled by Dunn!
Dub Nation, this is Jimmy Butler. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios on 95.7 The Game.
Jimmy Buckets! We got Jimmy, we got Steph. We got Draymond. We got Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Tonight, Warriors, game one of the regular season, taking on Luka Doncic and the Lakers. Again, all the pre- and post-game coverage right here, every game. You're home for the Warriors, 95.7 The Game. We got Bonta Hill in studio right now, courtesy of River Islands. And by the way, you can hit us up, 888-957-9570. We just had Brian Baldinger on. Just so much. Again, Tuesdays, it's the best show in the Bay Area. All love to Steiny and Goo. All love to Will and Dibs. Nothing beats Tuesday on the roast.
Let the when
we got Baldy.
It.
No, I'll say it because I want to. Baldy, and we got Bonte. It's the best. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing later. Bonte, let me give you a compliment. All right, let's just take the compliment. I know it's
hard. I have seen Springsteen from the Meadowlands to Milano, Italy, and I'm telling you, there's nothing like a Springsteen show.
And right there is the sounder from 20th Century Studios, October 24th. Discover why critics are calling Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, an intelligent journey into the soul of an artist. Jeremy Allen White is the boss. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, only in theaters Friday. Get tickets now, and for your chance to win a $100 gift card plus two movie passes for a night out, be caller number 5 to the contest line. 415-523-4652. Again, caller number 5 to 415-523-4652, and you'll win, courtesy of 20th Century Studios. That was a hell of a story from Baldy. Being in Milan, Italy, seeing the boss, Bonte.
Milan, Italy. That's money.
That's money time right
money.
There.
That's South Italy.
That's, come on.
That's where the European extravaganza ended.
Let's go. Oh, okay. Going back to the question.
What's up?
Can you name the title of one Bruce Springsteen song?
I cannot.
Born in the USA. There you go.
Was he born in the USA?
Yeah.
Was that him?
Born in the USA.
Oh, that was him? He just did some concerts last year at Chase Center. It's kind of, like, people follow Springsteen all over the place.
Oh, yeah. My
it's
mom's
like Fish,
a diehard.
Right?
Yeah, my mom's a diehard. The boss.
Like, the boss, yeah. They call him the boss, and he just does concert after concert after concert.
The E Street Band.
Well, he's E Street Band. Well, I did know, and I found this out by watching The Sopranos.
Thank you.
For a third time,
yep,
that your boy was part of the E Street Band.
Yeah.
Silvio.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it.
Stevie
he's a
man.
Man.
They created the character after doing the interview with him for him applying for the job. What do they call it? A casting call?
Yeah, casting call. Yeah.
Pause.
Relax.
And
no, there's no pause here. Why are you casting call?
Stop.
No, there's no pause there.
There's no pause related. All right,
that's not even close to a pause.
Come on.
But they created the character. They created the character. And if you watch, like, I think it's the first or the second episode, he wasn't the second in command. They like carved that into it as the season went on.
So there you go. The more you know. The Sopranos, Silvio Dante. There you go. Stevie Van Zandt. And Shout out to whoever is the lucky winner of the two movie tickets. You're going to see that, guys? You're going to go see the movie? You got to, right?
What movie?
I just did Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere.
A lot of these artist movies.
Way to sell it.
You're out. That's okay.
I'll go see the movie. I want to learn about him.
There you go.
He's such a phenomenon. Everybody talks about him for many, many years.
My mom loves him because it's that age, the same age as Baldy, like early 60s, but they're both from Jersey. So my mom's from Jersey. Baldy, an East Coast guy. They love to attach Jersey to it.
Well,
so
listen,
there you
Baldy's
go.
Off the air, so I'll just say it. Oh. That would be categorized as snitching music in my neighborhood.
Wow.
Bruce Springsteen. Because, you forget the snitching music in the real, the brothers wasn't playing Bruce Springsteen. I don't know how many brothers are playing Bruce Springsteen.
Well, they
man.
Might be playing his Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which is famous, Bonte. They like singing that Christmas music, right?
Come on. That King Cole.
That's fine. They play some Frank Sinatra occasionally, right? Come on.
I'm just saying. I want to watch the movie so I can learn about him.
Snitching music. Hey, I live in Oakland. I live
years.
Near International Boulevard. They're bumping Phil Collins, all
this
right?
Guy,
stop.
I'm
taking
just saying. Trips to Europe that end in it was South Italy, you said?
Yeah,
come on.
We
and
did
you're talking about Coast. Snitching music?
We did Amalfi Coast, so, ended up in Rome.
You could like all music.
Beast.
It's okay.
I agree you can like all music. I'm just saying the brothers from where I'm from wasn't playing Bruce Springsteen.
What are they playing?
Pac, Spice One, SIBO, E-40, Filmo music, man. Messy Barb.
Which is funny because Pac and all those guys were listening to what when they were growing up? Probably what you would categorize.
I don't know what they were listening to. I was listening to Pac, hit him up.
Well, you got to listen to Jeff Pearlman and read his new book. He'll tell you all about Tupac.
Yeah,
so
I do like
go.
Jeff Pearlman. I got a couple books from
I
Jeff
think he
Pearlman.
Needs to take a playoff. He's on too many podcasts.
Hey, you got podcast-itis.
There you go.
Yeah, well, you know.
Podcast-itis hits them all.
Odyssey's, they want me to pump them out.
No plays off right now when it comes to the 49ers. 5-2, Bonte.
Subscribe, rate, review, wherever you find podcasts.
Yeah, there you go. Do the plug. Yeah, you feel
Odyssey app.
All right, there you go.
Hey, I've been on there twice. He did a nice little black drop in Levi Stadium. You see that? He said, so I was like, watch this. I'm going to give him a nice little visual.
Yeah,
like,
really
I'm
cool.
in the dungeon. Like, I'm in the trenches.
He had the glasses on, and he looked like Patrick Willis with the glasses on.
He really
the meta glasses. The meta glasses.
Wow. Yeah, I know, because Patrick Willis wears a similar
he does.
Set of glasses.
There you
cameras
go.
On these are Grace Bedoni.
The more you know. The camera, the audio.
I should have worn them yesterday when we were eating at Chase Center.
It's kind of creepy that you can have a camera on then while you're wearing the glasses.
I don't record unless I tell people, like, hey, I'm recording.
Wait, you can...
You can record, like if I put them on right now, that's I can record and just look at you guys. Yeah.
And where does it store on the cloud?
I got an app, Meta app, and then you can upload it to Instagram. It's actually a better camera than the iPhone.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah, look at
okay.
You.
Wow.
I can see your nose. But
you can. Well, everyone can. It's big and it's spectacular. There you go. Shasky dealing with some nose issues as well. Shout out to DV Accept him. He tells us all about it. But Bonte, I want to talk about the Niners.
We're going to have surgery.
All right. We'll touch on the Warriors game one tonight, obviously, against the Lakers. That is massive. But the 49ers, talk of the town right now. Unfortunately, Bryce Huff going to be out the next couple weeks, at least it sounds like, with a hamstring. The hits don't stop coming for this team. Fred Warner, Bryce Huff, Nick Bosa. It sucks, but let's talk about that game on Sunday night. What stuck out to Bonte Hill the most coming away from a Sunday night football win?
Well, two things. One, Robert Saleh's game plan, and then Christian McCaffrey. And there's been a lot of talks about Christian McCaffrey losing a step or looking washed up. And my thought process was, and you guys asked me this earlier in the season, and I said, I don't know, because how good is the offensive line? On one end, the offensive line can't be bad and Christian McCaffrey be washed. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. So is the offensive line bad or is Christian McCaffrey washed? Now, if there were blowing holes open and Brian Robinson was coming in, getting 5 yards a pop, then you're like, okay, Christian McCaffrey, there's something up with him. But he was also playing very well in the pass game. I mean, he's playing very well in the pass game. Probably has the best hands on the football team, so... One, Christian McCaffrey and that run game got rolling, and Robert Saleh's game plan against Bijan Robinson and the Falcons doing anything to take him out of the game and saying, hey, Michael Penix Jr., beat us. And right now, that young man's not ready to beat anybody.
I think the Christian McCaffrey thing is interesting. It's kind of similar to like Steph Curry. When you're so great, losing a half a step, he's washed. Like, no, that's too extreme.
Yep.
Maybe he's not the same dynamic athlete he was 2-3 years ago in running back terms, but he can still be unbelievably productive. I just think we throw the washed word around.
Right.
And anytime you critique someone, people just instantly, you're saying he's washed.
Right.
I don't think anyone says he's washed.
He's cooked.
But it was nice to see. Not, I think it was 7 explosive runs of 10 or more yards.
There you
that
go.
That is new.
And the one thing was... that he was doing was making people miss.
Yes.
He's making people miss. And that's the Christian McCaffrey that we all have grown to love ever since his days back at Stanford, making people miss in space. And he was close to popping a couple, which it felt like over the first Six games, he was close to popping a big run or two. But look, his longest run of the season is still only 15 yards. You see Jahmyr Gibbs yesterday on Monday Night Football break the 78-yarder. He's explosive. I mean, he's probably the quickest running back in the league. But McCaffrey, look, he can run the power football game, the gap scheme and running power football right up the A gaps and the B gaps. But look, he looked like the Christian McCaffrey from 2023, making people miss in space. And it's just displaying great hands once again, as he's done all season.
Well, and on top of that, Joe, like the fact that he shared the field with Bijan Robinson and the broadcast kept talking about it the offseason, you know, Luke McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey, Bijan, they had the picture, all of them working out together. It was cool to see, you know, everyone was hyping up Bijan, rightfully so. The guy's incredible. But the number one rushing team, the number one rushing attack, coming off those big wins against the Commanders, against the Bills, right? Monday Night Football, all the talk of the town of the NFC is, wow, the Atlanta Falcons, could they be something? And then they just come into Sunday night, coming out of Levi's, and just 10 points. It's incredible. Like, I still don't know how Saleh did it defensively. I'm trying to figure it out. We were calling it the no-name defense, but guys are making names for themselves. Tatum Bethune, laying the wood. Malik Mustafa almost knocking out Tyler Algier. I thought he was done after that play. Yeah. He was woozy for a little bit. You got, you know, Daryl Luter, who was the GOAT, the negative GOAT, as the guy in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, Bonte, where it hits his foot on the punt. You guys were there. I don't have to tell you about it. Like, everyone was making plays on Sunday for that defense. And for, I see so much bad football. And the Niners could have all the excuses in the world for not to show up. I mean, when you lose guys like Nick Bosa, like Fred Warner, like you haven't had your stud guy that you paid $200+ million under center in Brock Purdy, right? You haven't had Ricky Pearsall, no Brandon Ayuk all season. They could easily roll over. And they just don't. They fight, man. It's so refreshing. Every single week I get more and more impressed with this team.
Well, they're pros, number one. And it's only October. Like, to lay down when people pay all that money for season tickets and merchandise.
Oh, I see teams laying down, though. That's the problem.
Not with Shanahan and Saleh. One thing Shanahan has done over the course of his tenure is this team does not lay down. Even his first year, when he started 0-9, they ended up winning six straight, you know, with Jimmy Garoppolo after the trade there, but they didn't lay down. Even in next season, when it was a loss year after Jimmy Garoppolo tore his ACL, they bucked up what everybody said, lose, 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 tank, tank, tank. They beat the Seahawks for a culture win in the driving rain. Remember that, Chasky?
One of the worst storms I've ever been in.
And they went out there and won that game because they don't quit on Shanahan. They don't quit on Saleh. So I knew they would show up. Now, it's one thing to win, and I had no idea what to expect without Fred Warner. But Fred Warner being on the field before the game, giving him that inspirational boost, having George Kittle back obviously helps. Your leader on offense, that's big time. So a lot of guys stepped up. They took out, and look, let's be honest. As you watch that game play out, that's the Falcons in a nutshell. That's their entire, right. Like, going back to when they were in the NFC West back in the 90s, but only you were too young for that, when the Saints and the Falcons were in the NFC West. That's what the Falcons do over their franchise's history. They'll win a big game. They'll lay egg the next week. I don't even know if they're going to beat the Dolphins this week, because that's who the Falcons are. You just never know what you're going to get. But Saleh and Shanahan coaching that game up, and the defense, they were flying around hitting. That was a big-time win for the 49ers on Sunday Night Football.
Rewatching Monday, you're like, you're just looking at the personnel that they have, talking about the Falcons, and you're like, boy, this reminds me a lot of the Mike Singletary Niners, where you got all this talent that's clearly really good, and they just can't put it together.
It's them in a nutshell. And you know what? Penix Jr. is not ready to win from the pocket.
That I agree.
And that was to me everything. Make Penix beat you. Okay, Bijan Robinson showing out on Monday Night Football. Joe against the Buffalo Bills. Take him out of the football game. The one play they had was a little screenplay to Bijan Robinson where he scored the touchdown on. They ran it about four times on Sunday. But you have Drake London. You have Kyle Pitts Jr. I actually played a damn good game on Sunday.
Best he's ever looked.
I can't believe how good he looked that day. I was like, wow. Because he's the guy in fantasy football you do not touch.
He said, he's like, that's the best game I've ever seen Kyle Pitts play. I was like, he's a top five pick, and the stat line was 7 receptions, 62
Seriously,
yards.
Seriously, though, look at his career. He's had so many games where he has like one catch for 4 yards, it feels
like. He's such
like
a physical specimen, too. Like, just toss it up there. But you're right about Penix. Like, he just looked unsure of himself when he had to hold on to the ball. Didn't see the field. They didn't attack the middle of it. It was always sideline, sideline, sideline. Yep. A couple throws, some back shoulders. But outside of that, you're right, man. Like, and Bryce Huff getting after him. I thought he was shook after some of those hits. And Baldy said it. He thought that Penix like fractured something after that hit up from Huff.
Well, he's on an injury report right now, I think, with a foot injury, not mistaken. Yeah, something's up. New York Kenny, if you could look that up. Penix is banged up. But this is what I saw. Like, In that national championship game, there's something you can take away from a player in big-time games, whether it's college or pros. And when Michigan put heat on him, he missed Roma Dunze a couple times. He was off, and I was like, what's going on with Penix? So if you put heat on him, I thought about this. Honestly, I can't believe I'm about to say this. But if Kirk Cousins is playing that football game, it may be a different result.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
In terms of just hitting guys in on time, hitting the spots. Like, deep ball accuracy, sure, Penix has that. But short to intermediate, he is off. He throws either high or he puts too much hot sauce on it. So that's another element with Atlanta that may hold them back from going to the playoffs this season.
Day-to-day with a bone bruise on foot/ankle Michael Penix after getting roughed up.
I thought one of the big sequences, Connor Colby catches a ball that's deflected. You don't know if it's going to be ruled a fumble and then he progress stopped. Or, you know, then you lose, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah.
Or Connor Colby catches the ball and, like, plows forward. They get a field goal attempt on that one. The Niners do. And then Atlanta marches down. A couple of nice throws from Penix and some wide-open guys. Who was the receiver that made the play?
Darnell Mooney.
Yeah. Made a really nice athletic play on Luter. Luter kind of eased up on it. And then there's 17 seconds to go, and Huff does the stunt around the tackles and forces Penix to throw the ball away. He's still in between the tackle box, and he throws a lollipop out of bounds that gets called for an illegal grounding, and they run the 10 seconds off, and they don't get a field goal. That's a play that, as a young player, I'm sure that they were looking at him like, what are you doing here? Well, they had no timeouts.
Well, did you hear why? Because Melissa Stark, the sideline reporter for NBC, asked Raheem Morris directly after that when they were walking off the field. And he was just like, hey, what did you think of your young quarterback right there making that mistake, basically, is what she asked. He's like, well, that young quarterback got us in a position right there. Like, he was trying to, like, gas him up a little bit. But, like, you got to know better. If you're Penix right there, and that, you got to know the situation. You cannot have that.
I don't think highly of Raheem Morris as a head coach.
He's a DC.
He's a coordinator or a position coach. As a head coach, they just make some questionable decisions week in and week out. And again, they're too talented to be where they are right now.
Yeah.
Now, Buffalo may be a flawed team.
Yeah.
They may not even win the AFC East. Now, it's tough to bet against Josh Allen. But as a team, the Patriots look a lot more buttoned up than Buffalo right now. Something is amiss with the Buffalo Bills, whether it's wide receiver, whether it's not getting James Cook more carries. I don't know what's going on with the Buffalo Bills. We'll see about them soon. And they got the Chiefs coming into town in a couple weeks up there at Orchard Park. But again, Kirk Cousins is just a veteran. Like, think about Darnell Mooney when Kirk Cousins was rocking.
Yeah.
Darnell Mooney was looking like an ascending wide receiver and a great number two option. Right now, he's like, if I go deep, I don't know if I'm going to get the ball because Michael Penix is not hitting anything short. So I get it. He's a young quarterback. You're learning on the fly. But there's a lot of players on that football team saying, I don't got time to waste. Yeah. I'm trying to get to the playoffs. I'm trying to play for a Super Bowl.
The biggest play for Atlanta, I guess, would be the 3rd-and-1, then 4th-and-1, or 3rd-and-3, then 4th-and-1. And Bijan's on the sidelines. And they throw an out route to, like, a little slot out route, option Drake route London. To Drake London. And then Chase Lucas is at his locker after the game, and he goes, yeah, they cut up. I'm talking about who was the one guy? Bullocks and Robert Saleh had cut up tendencies.
Yep.
And they go, Chase Lucas goes, I was watching this video that they cut up for me, and all his option routes went out. And so I knew once he went into the slot, it was going to be a quick out. So I jumped the route, and he almost intercepted it. It still went through his hands, hit Drake London there. And I'm thinking to myself, do they kick the field goal there to tie the game? Do you give the ball to Bijan? How is Bijan on the sidelines? Like, it's not necessarily going for it. It's all of the other things that are baked into it. As you're talking about Raheem Morris, I don't know, man. Something doesn't sit well with me watching that team.
No, it doesn't. And it's a little Reggie Bush-ish, right? Rose Bowl, 4th-and-2. I had a lot of money on that game. I'll never forget that. Probably the greatest game I've ever watched.
No, but I said that literally. Did I not say that yesterday?
Lindell White.
I go Bush on the sideline.
Bush is on the sideline. What are we doing here? He's a Heisman Trophy winner, one of the most devastating college football players I've ever seen in my life. And so, yes, Bijan Robinson being off the field on the 4th-and-1. I don't mind the decision because you're going for the kill. You're on the road. You're like, you know what? Let's just win the game and put the pressure on the 49ers to have to score a touchdown or come back down and take the lead. And you put them in a passing situation, and it's Mac Jones and company. Maybe you get your pass rush rolling. Maybe you put pressure on them. But that decision, I didn't mind the 4th-and-1 decision. The play call was just, what are you doing? And they're predictable.
Yeah.
When they're in pistol, they mostly run it. Mm-hmm. When they're in shotgun, they mostly throw it. That's a predictable offense to game plan for. So Atlanta's somebody I'm looking at and saying, yeah, that's Tampa Bay's division to lose.
You were in the press box when the game was going on?
I was.
Okay. Did they have the TVs in there with sound on?
No sound on, but what I do is I usually put the TV on my laptop.
Gotcha.
And I'll have a earbud in just to hear Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth and
Week, you're doing what we're doing. You're following all the beat reporters. You're paying attention to every Kyle Shanahan press conference. I couldn't get any clarity. Was it the left foot? Was it the right foot for Brock? Is it the big toe? We kind of thought it was. You know, where are we at? And then Melissa Stark comes through with this report, and we played it yesterday. People were like, oh, this isn't news. I was like, no, this is news.
Melissa Stark's NBC.
Back at Levi's Stadium, you see Brock Purdy there. Turf toe may not sound like much, but it can be debilitating. There are varying degrees. For Brock, he hyperextended his right big toe week one, tearing the stabilizing ligaments under the joint. In addition to being extremely painful, turf toe limits the toe's ability to flex. And Brock told me any movement in the wrong direction can set him back. He said he is truly day-to-day. There is no timeline for his return. He called this injury so annoying, saying he's never dealt with something that lingers this long.
And I think everyone got that report. It was the third quarter. We're like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me here.
Yeah.
And look, they might have known internally about this. It just felt like all of us, the fans, the media, everybody kind of found out all at once. And it was jarring to hear it out loud.
Yeah, they do the production meetings, right? Tirico, Collinsworth, Melissa Stark. And, you know, they start talking to other people. And somebody may have slipped up. Because I'm sure Shanahan and Lynch were thinking, we didn't want that to really get out. Because you don't want to have other teams know that. All of a sudden, you get a defensive lineman stepping on your toe. Well,
sounds like
she
was talking to Brock. Like, so, like straight up.
Maybe Brock. And I saw Brock in the locker room, and I saw him afterwards with his baby girl. He was walking fine, but obviously walking is a lot different than playing quarterback and running around. So who knows how bad that toe is. And, you know, the re-aggravation against Jacksonville, he may have been right. It may have underestimated how bad the toe is. So I'm going to put that on anybody. Brock is your quarterback, to whom you paid. Shanahan's thinking, okay, he's ready to roll. He had a couple walkthroughs. Let's play him. And then Brock comes out of the Jacksonville game, calls Shanahan saying, yeah, I think this toe's messed up. So there's a reactivation. And now, who the hell knows when he's going to come back? Somebody who reported that he was starting. I woke up Monday morning, and I got a bunch of texts saying, oh, Brock's coming back against Houston. No. And I'm thinking, where did that report come from?
Diana Rossini came out with a report this morning. Can you play the report?
Sure, we can get it on the other side because we're up against it. But she did say something in regards to Brock Purdy. And that they had circled this date. And she also said something that was very interesting in regards to him coming back. Maybe it's going to be later rather than sooner. We'll get to that on the other side. Bonta Hill in studio for the next, hour and a half now? Every single Tuesday, 8 to 10, Bonta Hill, courtesy of River Islands. It's all coming up. Plus, we got to get into Warriors, Lakers tonight, 7 o'clock tip, NBC Sports, Noah Eagle on the call, Grant Hill. Noah Eagle, by the way, joining Steiny and Goo at 12:15. No one will miss that. All that and more brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Springs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Water.
Shot clock down to 13, game clock at 22. Kuminga dribbles up top. Screen by Wiggins. Kuminga drives, slices between two defenders, and scores! He scored it with 16.9 to go. Gets a chest bump from Draymond, a big bump from Curry, and it's 98-93 Golden State.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shaisky on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, JK? In action tonight, Warriors, Lakers, 7 o'clock tip.
JK, all, the people's champ?
All the pre and post game, absolutely. Him or Pods?
Or Paul Wall.
Or Paul Wall, there you go. Well, Paul Wall had a song with Brooke Hogan.
This one, right here.
Yeah. Which one?
On this song that you're hearing this
beat. Oh, right
beat.
Here? This is Paul Wall? Nice, there we go. I have it turned down. I have it turned down right now, so I just saw it.
Yeah,
sorry. No, you're good. You're good. So we got that. Noah Eagle on the call for NBC Sports.
I got the internet going nuts.
Paul, is he still wearing the grills? At like how old is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be like in his mid-50s.
He's still wearing the grills.
He lost a lot of weight. He actually looks really good right now.
He is.
Fat Joe still calling himself Fat Joe, even though he's Ozempic Joe, but he still has the name Fat Joe.
Podcast with him and Vedic
is hilarious.
Fat Joe's ridiculous.
Yeah, his stories are too much, man.
It doesn't make sense.
He takes over. JD Kidd's like, I'm getting a free check, man. I'm going to just sit here high, say about five words, and call it the day.
Lean back, baby. We got Bonte Allen Studio, courtesy of River Island. For the next hour and a half, every Tuesday, 8 to 10. We got Baldy. We got Bonte. No other place you'd rather be. By the way, sports is incredible right now. Not only do we got NBA back tonight, Bonte and Joe, we've got... Did you guys watch that game last night between the Blue Jays and Mariners? Game 7?
Of course I did.
Unbelievable.
Multi-view, yep.
You see that fan, by the way, on Monday Night Football that's holding up the tablet, the Seattle fan?
No, I didn't see that.
Holding up the final at-bat?
How did I miss that?
Yeah, it was pretty...
Yeah, no, the Mariner fans were like, are you kidding me?
Well, sometimes I'll click on, like, when I want to, like, enlarge in it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll, and I did that with baseball in the last three innings. I, like, clicked onto it. And because they had the Cowboy game in my multi-view, it had Cowboy game, which is a replay.
Yeah.
And then they had the two Monday Night Football games and then the baseball game. And I clicked on the baseball to bring it up. And just the crowd environment was, God.
Insane. Insane, man. And it's, you said it earlier, like, you just miss playoff baseball when your team's not
it's
a part
crazy.
Of it. And the fact that it's been one time in the last, damn, almost like 10 years for the Giants
since
at Oracle Park.
It's
2016, man. And now they may have a new manager sooner rather than later. We'll see.
It's not a done deal yet.
It's not a done deal.
What are you hearing?
When and if it happens, we'll make a breaking news sound.
Baggerly was talking about it. I listened a little. I went back and kind of cheated on you guys a little bit.
Wow.
Baggerly was talking about, because I wanted to hear. I was like, what's up with this guy, Vitello? What's going on? And it's not a done deal yet. And from what I'm hearing is the Giants were... little myth that it leaked that they were in on this guy because there's eight openings and maybe San Diego wants a guy like this. You know, there's a lot of openings out there in Major League Baseball. Maybe it's leverage. Maybe it's to get more money.
Because it sounds like the University of Tennessee has switched up some of their funding from my understanding and redirected funds that were going to baseball to another part of their sports.
Program. And what I'm hearing is that, you know, college baseball, you get a lot more money managing and being a pitching coach than you do in Major League Baseball because we know the analytics department and these GMs think, oh, we can manage from upstairs. We just need a placeholder there.
Seven million would be one of the highest paid, exactly.
So a lot of pitching coaches have gone back to college because the facilities are, some of them are better than some of the Major League Baseball facilities. So maybe it's leverage there, but the Giants haven't nailed this guy yet. And the longer it lingers, I think that's bad news for the Giants if it comes with Vitello, but I could be wrong.
Well, it's interesting because we always talk about, you know, when it comes to the NBA, you always have a college coach going over or flirting with the NBA. Most recently, Dan Hurley, right, with the Lakers and all leverage, getting paid more from UConn, all of that. You see it all the time in the NFL. God, how long was it when David Shaw felt like every offseason for Stanford was flirting
Did you see him last night?
David Shaw?
Yeah, he's on somebody's staff. What was it? One of the Monday night games had him on the staff of one of the teams. What was it?
Oh, the Lions. You're right. There you He's go. The passing game coordinator.
I couldn't believe it. They like flashed to him on the sideline. I was like, David Shaw.
Passing game coordinator.
Wow. Like, of all the things I think of David Shaw, passing is not it.
No, it's not.
Well, he was the Stanford head coach for 11 years, but I felt like for half of those, it was always like he was the hot commodity. Yes. When's he going to make the jump? He obviously started with Harbaugh back in the Oakland Raiders days.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them on the same staff with John Gruden and co. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. Now we got the first time ever, potentially, a college manager going straight from college to the pros. But again, we'll wait and see. Any and all news
about that. Nick Hundley apparently was a first option. This is the second time he said no to the Giants about managing the ball club.
What was the other time?
I guess 2 years ago he said no. Yeah, just Baggerly was reporting that. I was like, wow, that's interesting.
I had heard from a birdie that there was a contingent of people at a new restaurant opening sitting at a table, and it was Baggerly, it was Larry Bear, and another member of the media who shuns me at
no!
No, it was not him.
No!
Well, maybe it was him. Yeah, it was Dave Fleming,
David
Larry Bear,
B. Fleming?
And Andrew Baggerly all sitting down at a table recently.
Interesting.
Yeah. Didn't Dave giving me all this crap about going to Elena's on West Portal, spending money, and he's out here getting a freebie meal.
I love Dave. Was he on the call for Florida State Stanford, by the way, Saturday night? You were at the game. Was he on the call? Does anyone know?
Florida State. There's a lot of Florida State fans there.
Oh, really?
Right? And, you know, my niece and my daughter, they were doing the war chop, and they were doing, you know, they were having a lot of fun.
That was allowed in Stanford?
Yeah, it was. I mean, let's not go there.
Yeah, I know.
But Florida State fans was like, we're screwed because Mike Norvell can't go anywhere. We don't have the money to buy him out. You don't have the money to buy him out. And Gus Malzahn in that offense, it was just like halfback
dive.
Who
had a worse
weekend? Halfback dive.
Lubman and his Miami Hurricane or Bonte in the
Florida
State? Oh,
it's Lubman because you come out after beating Florida State, you're number two in the country, and you stink it up. Carson Beck lost so much money Friday night, throwing four interceptions,
so
and
bad.
You lose to Louisville.
Five. Hey, Miller Moss, baby, don't sleep on that guy, USC.
I'll say this, it could be worse. I mean, Mike Norvell could still be my head coach. So
no, but you guys are not going to win the national championship. You got Crystal Ball, who's good, but not
No one from the ACC is winning a national championship.
Yeah, no, Abonte, we're trying to win an ACC title first,
right,
baby?
That's awesome.
Hold on, let's
hang
you focus on win number four.
Hang the banner.
Can the Niners win the division? How about that one? As we circle back to the Red and Gold.
I had a nice little chat with him about that game. Yeah, he was like, man, Mike Norvell's a nice guy, man.
That's when he's in trouble.
He goes, it's tough. He was like, it's tough, man.
She's cute.
He goes, it's tough right now. He goes, that hurt last night. That hurt to lose it. He ran a shovel pass to try to tie the game at the end. They ran a shovel pass.
I can't name a Stanford player.
Andrew Luck and Frank Reich, but they don't play.
Andrew Luck was like running on the field.
Yeah, he was hyping up the crowd.
Dude, they've got a couple guys from Matter Day. They just got $50 million from somebody. Stanford may be back soon.
Okay,
they got some money coming into the program.
What?
Being back to a national power, I'm telling you. Somebody just donated $50 million to the football program.
In the
only
current landscape, $50 million
is nothing. I get it, but they're going to get more money.
Buyout for James Franklin. $50 million.
Yeah, but I mean for the players.
Texas Tech.
Hey, Texas Tech. James Franklin.
During the broadcast, Texas Tech was playing Arizona State.
They it's a go, good game.
They have $28 million invested in just this year's NIL program.
Right.
$28
million. That's unbelievable.
So 50 is a lot, but Texas Tech was a top 10 program until last week.
We got Vince in the city who's been hanging on for a very long time. I want to go to him, and we can take some calls. 888-957-9570. We teased the sound, Diana Rossini, as it's related to the San Francisco 49ers. What's going on with Brock Purdy in the toe? We heard from Melissa Starks saying it's day-to-day, it's limited. We'll see. Well, this is what Diana Rossini had to say yesterday via The Athletic.
The San Francisco 49ers had week 8 circled as this is going to be it. Like, this is when these two are going to be able to come back. So to go with where Brock Purdy's at, where he actually even shared with the broadcast that it's like very day to day. And it's true. We'll see what happens if he practices on Wednesday. But as of late last night, from a couple of the conversations I was having, it's still really up in the air. He went through a workout yesterday on the field, and I was told that he didn't really feel that great. So we'll see how this progresses over the next few days. And he shared too how frustrated he is. You know, he doesn't want to sit and watch this happen, especially after just getting paid. And it sounds like it's one of those nagging pains too, where it's just like you're trying, you feel like you can go a little bit more. And then when you push it, that's when the pain comes back. We'll see how they figure that out. And the same with Ricky Pearsall. Again, had it circled for week 8. It's just not definite as of right now on Monday.
So that was Diana Russini yesterday via The Athletic. They had the date circled, Bonte. And it sounds like both of them maybe, and it sucks for Ricky's case because, God, he was playing so well, too, prior to this injury. You know, the more this keeps lingering, it's going to be there all year for Brock Purdy. I'm sorry. Like, I don't envision any scenario. No, I'm not a doctor, but I've talked to the players that have done it. And we actually have talked to Dr. Neeraj Pandya, UCSF Health. You know him very well. Like, he said this is going to be lingering all year probably too. Like, unless you have surgery and you put him on ice, kind of like what Joe Burrow did, and his was much more severe, it sounds like, in Cincinnati. It sounds like this is just going to be there all year. And I just wonder if we're ever going to get to a point, Bonte, where he's going to, like, start and feel good, and Kyle Shanahan's going to feel good about starting him.
Not a doctor.
Not
a doctor, but I always question whether or not he would come back and get Houston or New York because they both have turf. Houston's turf at Reliance Stadium has taken ACLs before. That turf is, I mean, remember Wes Welker last game of the season? What was that, over a decade ago? Tore his knee up, and everybody was like, yo, Houston's got a terrible field. Even that turf field right now at Reliance Stadium, you want him coming back on turf? Like, you would think that maybe it's better on grass, but obviously he re-aggravated the injury against Jacksonville, which Levi Stadium's had grass. And in MetLife Stadium, we know it's a terrible
playing surface. It's one of the worst surfaces in sports.
In sports. So I always question whether or not he would come back during these two games. If he did come back, maybe it would be last week's game against Atlanta, but I have no idea. If it's lingering like that, and if he can't go, then you know what? You're rolling with Mac. That's a perfect. You got Mac Jones. Now, there's a ceiling to Mac Jones, and Shanahan called the game knowing that, hey, if Atlanta starts getting pressure like they did early in the football game, Mac can't really move. So you're going to have limitations with the offense because you still have yet to score over 26 points.
What's more concerning right now? The offense? And let's just assume Mac is the guy for the rest of this year because Purdy's unavailable. What's the more concerning unit, the offense or the defense, considering all the injuries on defense?
Probably both. I would say offense. And I would say offense because you need playmakers. In these big games coming up, that's when you got the Rams and you have the Seahawks coming to town and you're playing the Arizona Cardinals down in Glendale, Arizona, it's never easy down in the desert. See, they just took the Packers to the brink. Yeah. You can't just put win next to that that
Jacoby
game.
Played well too.
Right, Jacoby Brissett played well, so
they need Pearsall back so bad.
And Pearsall's knee. I asked last week, what's up with Pearsall?
Yeah.
Because
what they said,
there's no instability in the knee. We have no idea. It's a PCL injury for crying out loud.
Is he even testing it or no?
I have no idea. I heard he was on the side field. So they're not.
Brought up the turf the next year, and it's a well put. And Chask and I've been all over this. He was asked yesterday at a media conference call, Shanahan, whether or not you know the turf plays a factor in the next 2 weeks, and he said, "quote No, not that I've been told." End quote. That was Shanahan saying it's.
He might just be saying
exactly.
That.
We don't know.
You know, it's interesting.
I don't feel great about it though. If it is on turf,
you kind of thought maybe somebody said something they weren't supposed to, and NBC ran with it regarding the foot. You're assuming.
I'm assuming. I would think that Lynch and Shanahan and the organization will want to be as tight-lipped as possible.
Yeah, vague.
Because it's been vague with the Ricky Pearsall injury.
Did you know what foot it was? Because I didn't.
I didn't either. And even George Kittle, for crying out loud, I didn't know the hamstring was torn.
No one did.
No.
And it comes out that, he had a torn hamstring. What?
He came out of this game more than any other game I can remember, but he's probably also working his conditioning back.
And so I'm sure the NFL is probably calling the Niners saying, hey, what's going on here? We need you guys to be accurate, because I don't blame NFL teams for lying about injuries. I would too.
I'd be as vague as possible. Yeah.
I'd be as vague as possible. I'm not telling anybody anything.
Go hockey. Lower body injury.
Yeah, lower body injury. I don't need the fans freaking out. Yeah. I don't need the other team to know what's going on. Like Juwan Jennings, I'm sure they were miffed when Juwan Jennings said, "Yeah, I got a low and high ankle sprain. I got 5 broken ribs. Well, you know, I got shoulders at 20%. And Trent Williams came out, I was like, well, we're all kind of dealing with something. And talking to, remember last week, I said, hey, a former player was like, yo, you either play or just be quiet.
Well, you know what I thought of when Mac, it was a medicine ball. The ball that Mac threw, he was going to get plastered because he threw it out in front of Juwan, come up the intercepted ball. Immediately, I thought of, well, if I was Juwan and I was that hurt, I wouldn't be laying out. I would have been on the sidelines in the blue tent had he completed that catch.
It was a business decision.
100%.
He would have got leveled.
He would have got destroyed. So, like, to me, he alligator armed it, but it was a medicine ball thrown by Mac. It was both of those things.
No doubt. No doubt. And Mac, you know, even on the play to DeMarcus Robinson, when he dropped that pass, Juwan Jennings was running on a crosser wide open.
I didn't see that.
And that was the first time. That was the first time I kind of thought, like, man, is Mac just locking in on certain guys? Is he locking in on certain wide receivers? What's going on? Because Atlanta does have a good pass rush. You never know where it's coming. And that's why I thought the Niners game plan to run the ball down their throat, especially after Diablo got hurt at middle linebacker. They ran right where he where the replacement was. And Matt Hennessy came in, and the run game looked a little better without Jake Brindle. Mm. Go figure.
It is funny how we do this thing about center. He's got to know all the calls. He's got to know everything. And, like, right away, and somebody asked Mac, like, was it different with the center? He was like, it was fine.
Right.
I immediately just dismissed it.
But if you ask me this, because I know where this is going.
What?
If the ceiling with the 49ers. I think their ceiling is higher with a healthy Brock Purdy because of his mobility. Because I've seen him win the big games at the high. Like, you get into a playoff game, Mac's never experienced it. And he comes out there and he can't move.
That's one playoff game.
One playoff game, and they got blown out in Buffalo.
It was 30 to nothing.
They got blown out. He wasn't even close. He was a rookie.
I just don't think Purdy will be healthy. Like we all keep saying, and I've said it many times, when Purdy's healthy, if Purdy's healthy,
we don't know.
Just feels like he's not going to get healthy this year.
Well, the toe may just need more time. He may need until November to come back. Because, again, we don't know the severity of it. And if it's day to day and he's saying, man, right now I can't push off of it. Then what's really going on with the toe?
Exactly.
Is it just the toe? Is there a ligament damage in the toe?
Well,
is
it just like Joe Burrow? Melissa Starks, right. It was a tear.
Complete tear. So then is it like Joe Burrow? Because Joe Burrow's not playing until mid-December. And we don't even know that.
I talked about you last week. I was like, if surgery was an option, I don't think anyone's asked Shanahan about this. Like, was he told that surgery was an option at some point? Because at that point, I would have been like, okay, get the surgery so he can come back this season like Burrow. Now it might be a little too late for that if you're going to do it because Burrow did it, what was it, week 2, 3, whatever it was? So I don't know. We got Vince, we got SFA Drummer, we got DJ and SF. By the way, Sports Talk 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Vince in the city, what's up, man? You're on with the Morning Roast with Bonte. Thank you for hanging on tight. We appreciate it. What you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? So you guys were asking earlier, do we think that the 49ers can make the postseason? And I said it at the beginning of the year, all they got to do is get to the dance. I don't care how they do it, if it's ugly, if they're blowing teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, they just got to get there. And then even more so now, because if you look across the league, everybody's hurt. Everybody's getting hurt. And, I mean, luckily, I guess our guys kind of, some of the guys who can come back got hurt early, so that way we can expect them in the second half of the season. I just think that it's going to set us up for an easier push to the playoffs. We just got to get there. I think, and I don't want to say Baldy was wrong, but with George Kittle coming back, and then that also being the same game that CMC finally goes off on the ground, I got to say there's a correlation there. Now, I feel like George Kittle had a Draymond-type game because he didn't put up any numbers, but he impacted the game, whether it be gravity and pulling defenders with him or setting the edge on some of those blocks. And with that Draymond reference, because I was asked when I was fielded on this call, the Warriors. I think the Warriors, they might have a shot. You know, like everybody keeps saying that they're old, but then when you go to the gym and you're playing pickup ball, right, you got all these old dudes, and it's like, how come we can't beat them? I think with age comes wisdom. Plus, you got four guys who are in line, who are young and athletic, and they got promise. I don't know if it'll ever come to fruition, but I think when you got Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, you're bringing in Al Horford, I think you got a shot. You got a shot. I don't know how deep they can go, but I think they got a shot at postseason play as well.
That's Vince in the city. Got a shot. And he's referring to what Baldy said. I don't know if you listened to the whole thing, Bonte, when Baldy joined us. If you missed any of that interview, find it on YouTube or the Free Odyssey app. I asked him straight up, I was like, is it as simple as, you know, George Kittle coming back, so that means the run game's back? And he's like, no. Like, he thought Trent Williams had his best game all season long. Now, it might be a part of it, but it's not the whole main reason. And he kind of likened it to CMC also just looking more comfortable when George Kittle's out there. And as good as Trent Williams looked, and I agree with him, Trent looked really good on Sunday night.
Gravity, right? We always talk about gravity with Steph and the Warriors. And when George Kittle's in the game, you got to pay attention to him. Safety's got to pay attention to him. Linebacker's got to pay attention to him. What is he doing? Is he on the line of scrimmage? Is he in line? Is he in the slot? Where's George Kittle at? So, yeah, that was definitely a big boost for them. But I also think their interior played a lot better. I thought Pooney had one of his better games. Yeah. I thought Kobe had one of his better games at left guard. I thought they got after Atlanta and said, you know what, we're going to bully you guys. And McCaffrey running behind these dudes with a purpose, knowing that Bijan Robinson's on the other side. All that correlates with the 49ers doing what they do. And to Vince's point about the Warriors, do they have a shot? It's going to be very intriguing this year with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Again, I go back to the history lesson. Three guys, if your top three players are over 35, no team has ever won an NBA championship.
What was the Jazz? They said they won 50-something games together.
50-something games when they have four guys starting over 30, and how far did they get?
I don't know. What was it? Fitz and them were doing it during the, right, the preseason game. So, what was it? How far did they get?
I forget.
Oh, okay.
It was later on. It was like with John Starks.
Yeah, it was
so
past,
this
there.
Is past,
yeah,
the NBA,
yeah,
finals. So this was probably no more than the second round because they never got to the Western Conference Finals again after they went to the NBA Finals. So, look, you're going to manage Al Horford, right? He's going to probably play about 60 games, 24 minutes a night. So then there's 24 minutes available at the five spot. Do you want to play Draymond? How much do you want to play Draymond at the five spot when you got all these bigs in the Western Conference again? Shingun.
Did you see that starting lineup for the Rockets tonight? At least, yeah, the shortest player is Amen Thompson at 6'7". Everyone, yeah, else is 6'11".
Who's, yeah, playing point?
Amen Thompson is going to play a lot, yeah, of point.
Amen Thompson. And they got Jabari Smith, Kevin Durant.
Sounds like Phoenix all over again.
It was Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith, Kevin Durant, Shangoon, and Steven Adams.
Yeah, I don't love that. God. I don't love that. You need a traditional ball handler.
They're going to need a point guard and Reed Shepard. They don't want to put a lot of pressure on Reed Shepard early.
Van Vliet,
they're going to miss Van Vliet, and they're probably going to make a move because I think Sacramento is going to be sellers by the deadline.
Well, they've got 1,000 randos.
You say Russ back to Houston? KD and Russ together again?
I don't know
if that's going to happen. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Shoota.
The Warrior thing. I don't think this is some like crazy opinion. I don't love starting Horford and Draymond. I understand where everyone wants to go regarding playing them together. In the playoffs or a must-win game, that's the lineup I'm going to. I think when I'm looking at the whole season, you have to stagger rotations and minutes so that guys are playing their most optimal in you know, March, April, May, because that's when it's going to matter the most for this team. You obviously need to stack wins to get to be in a position to be that point. Yeah. But I'm thinking about how they can do this. I don't love starting Draymond and Horford together every night that they're all available.
Why not?
Because I want to maybe overlap and have one of the younger guys be in the starting lineup. I don't want Draymond getting, number one, like, worn down by year's end, playing small ball five, or just them, Horford and him, playing together. Who's that other guy with those four players is really important to me. Is it Buddy Hield? Is it Pods? Is it Moody? Is it Kuminga? Spacing the floor offensively is going to be important.
See, I have to start Horford or Draymond because of what you just said. One, they have to get off to great starts within the game, because how many times did we watch them in the first quarter last year fall behind and have to play uphill?
Yeah.
With an older team, you don't want to play uphill. You want to get off to a fast start again.
I loved Horford with Kuminga in the second unit, though.
You will see that. But also, I have to get off to great starts. And Horford being able to space in that starting lineup and be in that corner
wing.
No,
I like Horford starting.
So Draymond's going to start because...
I know. I think Draymond's the guy that should come off the bench.
But the symmetry with Steph and Draymond, they believe in that. Steph wants that. Curry wants that. And then defensively, calling out all the signals and communicating. Look, there's a case to be made that Kuminga and Horford should start together. Again, but I'm come from a school that starting isn't everything because it's going to be about the finishing lineup of who plays
In the fourth quarter. Yeah, and the super indie role would be a fantastic role.
I think we're looking at the wrong position.
What's that?
The starting spot next to Stephen Curry is the one I'm concerned with.
Well,
do you start Buddy? Now, they don't love the defensive lineup with Buddy Hield and Stephen
Moses?
Curry. Is it Moses Moody?
I don't love Pods either in the starting lineup because I don't like the defense either.
This is where I'm going here. Moses Moody on the perimeter.
But he's hurt
right now with the calf strain, so he's not going to play tonight. Yeah. But also, if he is right, do you want him guarding twos and threes?
No.
It's the reason why he moved down to the four last season.
I don't want him.
So do you want Pod starting next to Stephen Curry? Now, his game is having the ball in his hands, and he can facilitate. But you also have Draymond in that starting lineup, and you also have Jimmy Butler, who's going to hold the ball, right? And is going to handle the rock.
When he's healthy,
I think that
Melton?
Two spot.
Yeah.
But can you count on Melton?
No, you can't.
Melton played 40. Today he's played 44 games in the last 2 years.
What did he play last year?
Like he played six.
Yeah.
Hey,
I know.
So 44 games in the last 2 years. So the spot to me that I'm looking at, which. It could be Will Richard, a rookie out of Florida, but he's a rookie.
What did I say?
He's a rookie. He moves his feet well. He has great upper body strength. I think he's not a bad start. Again, everybody's so fixated on who starts. If I could get Will Richard to give me 5 minutes and that's a step, and then all of a sudden you're going through other rotations, you're going through your second unit. All right, how are we finishing the half? Who's rolling? Who's not rolling? All that stuff comes into play. But starting next to Steph, I think it's imperative for the Warriors. Do you want to go defense? And if you go defense, you may lean Will Richard, a rookie out of Florida. If you want to say, hey, we need to get buckets and play a little zone defense, that's where you go to Brandon Podziemski. And you got to think that Brandon Podziemski is going to be eligible for an extension next offseason. He's going to want to play a lot of minutes. Christian Brown from Denver.
And they share the same agent?
Yeah, exactly.
Signed an extension, obviously, for those that don't know, with the Denver Nuggets. Same agent as Brandon Podziemski.
Yeah, so he signed, I believe, in the $25 to $30 million range. Was that what it was?
I will pull it up right now.
For 5 years? I think it's 125
Is it 125? He's a good player.
Something like that.
He's a good player, man.
No, he is a good player. But I guess...
4 year, 100, hold on. Let's get the 5 year, 125 million.
There you go. So I guess where I come down is one thing I really want to do is I want Dre playing, as fresh as possible down the stretch. I thought he wore down because of how much they used him, and especially in the small ball lineups, they used him so much. I thought April and May, he was done. He was gassed, and all the bigs just destroyed us, all those fours. I want him off the bench, keeps him out of foul trouble early in games, and it gets him as my ball facilitator with that second unit, which really needs a veteran.
That's where you got Pods, though.
Well, my scenario, I might start Kuminga and Pods.
See, I don't know about that. I don't know about that because then you got Stephen Curry running around.
I know.
And there is an issue right now, and I love JK, but knowing when to screen for Steph.
I know.
Yeah. Knowing when to get the ball to Steph. Knowing when to hit him in the hot spots. Where are you going to be at? Hey, how are you floating off the basketball? That's been the biggest issue with JK. For a lot of things that he does well, floating off the basketball, he doesn't do great. And if you're doing that and it's clunky to start and you get off to a terrible start, all of a sudden you're looking uphill, you got Draymond barking. I don't think it's as advantageous as in our heads to look great, right? You're next to Al Horford, you have a little more spacing. But I think defensively, and the chemistry that Dre has with Stephen Curry, he's a lock to start, especially early on if you want to get off to a great start. I hear what you're saying.
It's a long season, and we're acting like he's not going
to
start.
Well, he's also not going to play back-to-back. He may not play every back-to-back, Draymond Green. That's the issue here.
Well, there's 15 of them this year?
There's 15 of them. Okay. I believe there's a bunch early on, like
five or six, I think.
Five or six in the first 19 games, I believe.
I would try to stagger it. At the beginning of the year, I think I look at it in quadrants. We were talking about this. There's the first, 20 games or so, 20 to 25 games. That is one quadrant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.